Christ's Articles, Article 7, My True Mission. Christ said, I know how very difficult your life is. As I descend from the heights of spiritual joy to make contact with early vibrations, I myself feel a change of consciousness within myself and feel the pressure of the heavy, burdensome vibrations of your thoughts upon my soul. When I came to Earth 2,000 years ago, my mission was to enlighten the minds of people who had taken on and into themselves a religion part pagan, part mystical. The people who had so imbued themselves were arrogant and convinced they were the chosen people of a God, Jehovah, whom they ardently believed in, but who did not exist. Their prophets spoke of their mystical perception of some transcendent spiritual consciousness. They used imaginative language to describe this God. They created mental images of greatness and grandeur. They also produced the desired effect of controlling the people by fear of reprisals from heaven in a shape of personal loss, disease, deprivation, pest, and climatic disasters. The purpose behind my Jesus' life in Palestine was to teach the Jews that their perception of their Creator was entirely wrong, but their fanatical adherence to their treasured religious beliefs was impenetrable, and consequently, instead of achieving my purpose on earth, I was crucified because of them. It is not possible for me to return to earth in any form, either as a child, which could not contain my powerful vibrations, or as a celestial being. The multitudes would be unable to see me. Just as there are things seen and heard by animals which are invisible to the human eye, so do I remain invisible to people who are on an earthly wavelength. Consequently, I have had to prepare the mind of an evolved soul who took on human form to bring my message to earth. Those who are sufficiently spiritually evolved to hear will hear. Those who are not yet ready will not hear, and will not be able to receive at this present time. But all people are on the upward walk leading eventually to the very highest celestial kingdom. So what is my true mission this time, through the mind of another? It is to try to make people fully aware of the way in which this universe has been brought into visible manifestation and being. This is the most important message ever brought to earth, since it goes way beyond superficialities to the very basic level of all creativity, and deals with the part that humans play in that creativity, in the creativity of their personality, health, relationship, environment, experience, and events in their lives. It explains the reasons for their success in their daily lives or their lack of it. It outlines a sure way to change persistent failure into success. This article is to draw your attention to the vibrations of consciousness. As your thoughts change, so do the vibrations, because these are responsible for the appearance of all things. When trees are newly felled, they are healthy, and their vibrations are of a certain frequency. But when the wood has lain on the ground for many, many years, the vibration gradually would drop, and the wood becomes visibly rotten. You should understand that the appearance of the wood is only changing because the vitality and vibrations are gradually fading away. Therefore, it should be easy to understand that the reality of everything under the sun is really within the underlying energy which supports it, not in a thing which can be touched, seen, and heard. The same applies to your body. In the beginning, vibrations in a healthy body are normal. Later on, through wear and tear and negative thoughts, the vibrations begin to drop to such an extent that the tissue changes and sickness sets in. When you are tired, exhausted, your vibrations in your body drop somewhat, and it is no longer so easy to move around. After rest and sleep, the vibrations are restored, and you feel able to continue your daily activities again. Everything in existence is consciousness, appearing as different materials in plants, animals, humans, and in inanimate things such as the elements in stones, earth, and metal. Everything you encounter is really elliptical particles vibrating at a certain rate, producing certain appearances. Change the vibrations of a thing radically and inject it with a new consciousness, and you have a different commodity. In this way could I, with the powerful use of my visible imagination and belief, draw together the electrical particles to create food. When you visualize what is needed and believe with all your heart and mind that this electromagnetic blueprint will draw to itself the components to make it real in the world, eventually it will manifest itself. This revelation has been around for a long time, but the even greater revelation has been overlooked. Beware of what you may be creating for yourself when you have no idea you are doing it. Beware of those judgmental, critical thoughts which can harm another human being and can return to harm you also. Beware those unguarded emotional moments when you wish certain circumstances or events on another. Destructive thoughts bring about destructive consequences. Have you found the things continually going wrong with you? Examine your attitudes and your thoughts about other people. Remember that electricity sends out the message and magnetism brings it back, sometimes with interest. Remember that when you look upon things with grave disfavor or irritation, you are interfering with their natural vibrations, which make them what they are. Beware lest unwittingly you bring your own house down around your ears. Beware when you contemplate the weather. Don't complain about the rain and say you wish it would stop. It may stop longer than you want it to. Don't complain about the sun and wish it would rain. It may come in floods. When you walk Christ's way, my way, you will take everything in the world which is posing problems to divine consciousness, the Father, and ask for adjustments or needs which will be entirely suitable to you. In this way, the Father, which is intimately connected with you, within you and around you, will respond with the right input of consciousness to put all things right for you. End of letter.